All right, so here we go, man. Oh, yeah, we talk. We are back again. I am Jay Styles. We got J-Rod, Jared on the panel. What's up, Jay?
What up, sir?
Right, we got
to be back.
Nick Newcomb.
Whoa. Nick Newcomb. I need nail clippers.
Bye. We got my girl, V Brown, conversation piece.
And my co-hosts are sexist pigs.
and we got my girl, Kelly Kells, a.k.a. Breezy Easy. What's up, Breeze?
Yo, holding it down. Glad to be here.
What's going on, guys? Everything's good? I know we just got out of a heated conversation, man.
We should keep that. We should keep that.
Sexism. Oh, yeah, we talk.
You sound like you're using that word to attack the shit out of us right now.
Because it's true.
Let's get into our topics, man. Let's get into our topics.
Using that
man, they're trying to go off topics here. Okay, so T.I.'s new Paperwork album. I thought it was a great album. I listened to it 4 or 5 times. I actually bought it this morning on iTunes. Great piece of work right here, man. What you guys think?
I'm glad I listened to it again.
Awesome.
I didn't like it the first time I listened to it.
I definitely thought it was mediocre. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean,
wow, you didn't like it the first time?
I listened to it.
Wow.
Okay, you sent it to us what?
Wednesday, yeah.
Yeah, so I listened to it, I think Thursday. Mm. And then marinated on it, and I didn't really like it, to be honest with you. And then I listened to it again this morning, and it really grew on me. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I wouldn't say it's his best work, but I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. I can agree with Jerry. Like I listened to it once, so yeah.
Better than Urban Legend. I mean,
Urban Legend.
He's grown from.
Yeah,
you can't really compare the two because he's grown so much from.
It's still the same person.
It's still the same person.
Not really though. Because
this feels like a really complete album.
Because the guy that did the Urban Legend is a totally different guy from the guy.
Human being though.
Right, but we change as and we grow as people. So we grow. You know.
I don't know about his growth, but I definitely think this was mediocre. I listened to it one time. I didn't get a chance to grow on me, but I don't want to hear any of these songs in the club. I'm sorry.
Oh. Well, yeah, this is not.
It's
definitely.
But if I was on a road trip, trust and believe, this is what I'm riding.
Yeah, this is definitely some vibe music. I can agree with that. It's vibe.
Kelly's right, and like road trip music, that's the shit that's gonna last.
Exactly.
Comes and goes anyway.
Exactly. I mean, it was a couple of songs on here. I put my picks, Stay featuring Victoria Monet. About my issue with Victoria Monet. This chick, Victoria Monet, she's a talented chick, man. You said she was on.
I really like.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Also, One Doe One Feel featuring Trader Truth. That was a real song. Right, you know, Light 'Em Up with Pharrell and Let Your Ear Go.
Yeah.
I am glad that he put a conscious track on there that was, you know, related to what's been going on in USA with all the
the national anthem.
Black America crimes that's been going on.
That was the biggest surprise of that whole album.
No, 100% honest, the whole album is a social commentary.
It really is.
He's talking about a lot of real shit.
It really is, yeah.
I don't know if you guys got it. I got halfway through the album and I was like, this is a movie soundtrack.
Yeah.
I did not notice that at first. I got like more than halfway through and I was like, oh shit, this is like Superfly soundtrack. Like it took me a while.
It was
album cover kind of looks like it.
Yeah. You know, like the blaxploitation, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. I was like, this is T.I.'s Shaft.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like this is it's a masterpiece. Like,
well, that's what they was going for. They was going for that
whole
movie
album.
Soundtrack.
Like he's telling a story. I really like that. I love concept albums like that.
Yeah.
And he did it the whole way through. Even managed to make Iggy Azalea sound good to me on
mediocre.
I gotta disagree with that. If he takes off no mediocre, I think it's like
that's his only club song.
I mean, All About the Money is club.
About the Money is a club song.
All About the Money, yeah.
I know, I feel like it all worked. I mean, there were songs that I probably think were unnecessary, should have been taken off.
Yeah, the only song
mediocre and About the Money were not those.
No, those were mainstream songs. The only song that should have been taken off to me personally was Usher. I feel like that Usher track, it wasn't Usher. That wasn't his sound. That wasn't T.I.'s. Yeah, it didn't fit either. Yeah. I feel
the same way about the Boosie track though. Like I feel like that was more of a Boosie track than it was a T.I.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it still rolled It still rolled with the album, though. To me,
it's a little more up to me. The T.I.
Usher like almost sound like it was over another beat.
Yeah,
it just didn't fit like at all.
Yeah, it did.
So I don't know. Maybe they like, couldn't get a sample cleared or something. Mm. That wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. Nah. Other than that, man, I mean, what was it like? 18 tracks.
18 tracks.
Really long.
Like I said, for me to actually buy this album, man, it had to be good because I don't buy. Like I said, I don't buy albums no more, man. You know, I buy singles.
Cool. I mean, I need Trap T.I. back. I need Trap All Trap.
He's there.
It wasn't Trap T.I. there. Honestly, I mean,
he's being dishonest though, because he's not. I mean, he has like six kids, and he like cooks with his.
But T.I. is still a real nigga, man. He talk about it in his music. I mean, he's like
It's just he's not in the trap.
To go on to what V talking about, he's talking about.
I don't know where he is because he is crazy.
Going to trap. I mean, he's grown from that. He even said in the album, like, why would I trap when I can make music doing my dream? Why I can make money doing my dream?
I definitely view him more as like a godfather of the trap game now. Like, he's
a young OG, man.
T.I. took on a Jay-Z role for this album. He's one of the only guys who could talk about trapping and have credibility.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? He's one of the only guys that could do that in this day. And,
I mean, because he did that.
Especially that well. Mm-hmm. Especially, you know, to the caliber that he's doing it. And I never thought I would hear an album like this again. Mm-hmm. Like, I just didn't expect it. From anyone. I don't know who else could produce an album like that. Kendrick Lamar can give you honesty and, you know what I'm saying, genuine raps, but T.I. was like, I did it. Kendrick is like, I saw it.
Well, and T.I. comes from, like, you know, playing bad guy role.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Know, like, that's true, too. Victorious, whereas, like, Kendrick, yeah, like you said, it's more like observer.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And T.I. definitely loves Tiny. He made an ode to Tiny on there. I appreciate him for that one.
Album. That was cool. Yeah.
I mean, where would you say?
What are you doing, Kelly? What is going on here?
Scrolling through the songs, Paperwork is maybe my favorite song
because
it reminds me.
It's
like 1979.
I heard that song like 3 weeks ago and I didn't like it. I couldn't stand it when I heard it.
I thought it sounded corny. Yeah. I was like, wow, what's for real?
I think that song has a grip because it grew on me. The first time I heard Paperwork.
When I first heard it, bro, like that was, it was like the 70s. Like that's when I was like, this is a movie. Like this is a movie. And it was like watching Coffee and like sweet. Back's badass song. All of a sudden, driving around, you know.
Back to your question.
Yeah, exactly.
Wishing I was pushing a caddy. Yeah.
You said back to your question. The best song.
Where does it rank? No. This album. Where does it rank amongst his discography? Like,
oh man,
it's in the middle.
I would say in the middle too, because I still like.
You got 8?
9.
You got 9.
Like I'm serious, and Urban Legend, they're my favorite. I'm serious, Urban Legend. Because that's why introduced me to T.I. That was the early T.I. So
got that nostalgic, that personal feel.
And then King was a good album as well. King,
Urban Legend is up there.
Paper Trail.
I'll listen to it one time, maybe one and a half.
Actually, it's probably higher than 10.
One and a half. That almost counts.
I mean, I'll put it up there with King to be 100%.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I was thinking Urban Legend.
Yeah. Urban Legend was good too. I'm serious. Urban Legend.
I'd say Urban Legend's at the top.
Yeah.
Trap music probably.
Yeah. I'd probably put I'm serious at the top.
Trap music is probably my number one.
Trap music was good. Yeah.
I love that T.I.
So
it speaks to his like quality of content that I mean we're talking about this and it's probably like middle of the road for him, but it's a really good album.
Better than what most people are gonna put out.
Yeah, exactly.
So his last album, Trouble Man, what was it? Trouble Man Heavy as the Hand, that did 179,000 first week. So what are you guys looking at for this week? Well, Tuesday come out. Numbers come out Tuesday.
It didn't come out in Christmas last one.
Yeah, it probably won't do as high, but I think it's gonna be way more respected. You could expect
that's true.
Much better like Rolling Stone article.
Yeah,
you expect more
critical reviews gonna be up there.
Yeah,
and I think it's like a trilogy too. So I think like this is part two because he said like Paper Trail is part one. This is part two.
No, he was in an interview. He was on an interview with Series and he said actually he wanted to do a sequel, but since the label deal. Situation at work, right? On a different label, he said he just cut. It. So
they will stay being a problem, bro.
Exactly.
We're really trying to work with them.
I'm looking at T.I. just for word of mouth, man. People that listen to the album, I think he might get about 300,000 with this.
That'd be awesome.
I would love that. I don't see how much you want to bet.
Week one. I'll bet $10.
Okay.
Okay.
I say week one.
Where do you say under?
Oh, I say like 100,000 tops.
I'm saying no, 149K.
He doesn't have like a huge single.
And though. No Mediocre is just a single. And it's not a T.I. single. It's an Iggy Azalea.
It's an Iggy song. Like, it's going to
sell because of Iggy.
Yeah. And then All About the Money is, that's a huge.
All About the Money is hard too. And
it came out too long ago. Like, I mean, for it to
propel
anyone to buy it. You know what I'm saying?
Come to shove, like, I think About the Money might be the best single of the year.
Better than Who Do You Love?
I mean, it's probably right.
Yeah, he mentioned YG. That's nah, Cali right there.
All about the money.
Let's not act like Michael's life is not.
No. It's a really good album. And like, Who Do You Love is a really good song.
Yeah, to be honest,
like,
I haven't even heard YG's My Crazy Life, so I haven't heard that whole album.
Slipping.
Yeah, I haven't even heard the whole album. I mean, I wasn't like into YG like that, man. To listen, you know what I'm saying? YG's cool though. I mean, he's cool.
He's cool, but he ain't no superstar. Right, he's not a superstar.
But when you talk about
music, the thing about YG is that like it's like I'm always looking for like who's on the track with him.
Me too.
Like, that's what is gonna like turn it all the way.
Exactly. I'm a solo for the most part though. I feel like that's much more respectable.
We had Jeezy, obviously.
Yeah.
Jeezy,
my hitter.
Yeah.
But I think that's pretty much it.
The album was YG's. The album was Compton's, to be 100% honest. I want to go back to Kendrick Lamar.
Stop it! I know. I'm over him. He's nobody to me. Listen, Kendrick sucks.
Listen. Kendrick Lamar is the
V is going crazy over here. I don't know what she was on this morning.
The reason why T.I.'s album sounds this way.
Come on, man. You can't say that.
Okay.
Come on, Nick.
I need to hear some pause and effect right now.
The personal narrative of giving the story the way people are telling their stories right now in a personal narrative was not popular until Kendrick Lamar did that in 2012.
But
Nick, come on, man. Everybody, look.
I don't know. Drake gave us a real sad story back in.
After Kendrick Lamar did it, then Drake did it, and then Rick Ross did it on Mastermind, and then now.
Rick Ross didn't do that on
Mastermind. Okay, but he didn't do it best, so who cares?
He gave the personal narrative.
No, he didn't. And you can't. Come on, man. You can't, because everybody has their own visions. Just because somebody else put something out before somebody else did, I mean, you can't.
Also, if these albums are dropping right now, wouldn't they have been recorded around the same time?
What do you mean?
Like, well, I mean, oh, I guess Good Kid came out so long ago.
It's
cause and effect.
People are changing cause the way effect. They rap. Like, Drake's album is called Views from the Six. Like, you know what I'm saying? YG is like My Crazy Life. YG's My Crazy Life was a personal narrative. Views from the Six is going to be a narrative. It's going to be the same exact thing.
If you say that, then you got to give an honor to Kanye. You got to shout out Kanye for My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
No, it wasn't the same thing, because Dark Twisted Fantasy was like a synthetic. It was like synthesized.
Sure, but it was like it was like a wild dream of Kanye.
Your windows though were like Kanye, My Beautiful Dark, like 2010 to 2012. Like everyone was kind of sound like him.
Yeah.
Whereas like now I feel like, and it's probably gonna end soon. Like the Kendrick, like everyone sounding like Kendrick.
Yeah.
Like Drake's new album.
Everyone is not sounding like Kendrick.
I mean, they took that approach.
Hey man, I think they realize how real it works.
Nobody is sounding like Kendrick.
Started from the bottom. Like that. If that's not, you know what I'm saying? If that's not Good Kid, what city inspired?
Nah, man.
I don't know what.
First of all, that nigga started from the middle.
He was an actor
on Canadian TV.
Personal narrative.
No. And I get it.
Like the type of songwriting, right?
I mean,
I'm saying that is the beginning of hip hop. Like, maybe this is like a renaissance of that. But like, to say that, like, these dudes.
Kendrick influenced it.
I'm saying that. Come on, like,
he invented it. You guys put
No. But what you're saying, what you're saying is
the reason why rappers' albums are selling.
No, bro. Come on. You can't say that, dog. You can't. I mean, because it's like, how can you say that?
I know. I will. How's that factual? I think maybe T.I.
But how is it factual though?
Looking for right now, like, I mean, the same with like Gambino. Like he's giving us a real honest rap, and everyone is into that. And like the people that are getting criticized are being less authentic. So I think that T.I. was like, yo, I think they're maybe ready to know who I am on this level, and like gave us an update on his life. But I mean, like, I think that's something T.I. would have done anyway.
And then two things just come back around, bro. Like things just come back around. Just because, like I said, just because Kendrick did it, that don't mean like Kendrick did this way. So. And with and
nobody's looking for Kendrick in the game for 13, ideas. 14 I'm sorry, years. They're not.
Kind of with an album like this,
so. Only because his downfall and when he went to jail, in and out of jail.
But
so he
hasn't had an album like this. No one like
exactly. Yeah. That's because he went in and out of jail.
Rick Ross didn't have an album like that.
What? Mastermind, bro. Come on.
It's a personal narrative. That's what it was.
The type of songwriting he was doing. It was totally changed.
I disagree.
I think music got more personal. But I mean, I think that I will give you that Kendrick, you know, was definitely at the front of this like thing that is going on. But I don't know if like you could say like T.I. made this album because Kendrick did.
I think that's what it is though. That's what happened.
It's probably partially.
I didn't even listen to Kendrick, so I don't know what he was talking about.
That might be true too.
You know, like reaching a different stage in life. I'm like thinking that like, you know, they have kids.
Kendrick's gonna be on the show one day, bro. You're gonna have a lot of talking to do.
Kendrick, I don't care. Right, so I'm from South Memphis.
Let's leave T.I.'s album's a good album.
Yeah, check it out.
Go get paperwork.
Yeah, download it and delete No Mediocre, and you have maybe the album of the year.
It's a great album. Actually, I think it would have went platinum if he released it sometime early in the year. But anyway, let's go back to Mac Miller. He signs a $10 million deal with Warner Bros. So basically, the deal is going to cover. He's going to be able to sign and develop his own artists while working on his own solo projects. I don't know how I feel about this. What do you guys?
I just want to know, why did Warner Brothers give him this? What did he do to warrant?
$1 million.
Yeah. What did he do to warrant this? What accomplishments has he?
Show on MTV.
Okay. Yeah. So what?
He got a crazy fan base.
Yeah.
He does.
And I'm not one of those people, I don't care.
He sold like 150 like independently each week. Like that's pretty
good. That's incredible.
Wait, he sold 150 for watching movies with the sound?
No, it was a
Blue Slide Park.
Yeah.
But so that's my question though. I mean, this guy's been on Forbes Hip Hop Cash King for the past 3 years, so why would he he basically given up his independent money?
I mean,
his merchandising,
it's not that deal. It's not that sort of deal. This is more or less a production slash distribution deal.
Yeah.
Honestly, this is a great move for Mac. Because like, okay, like one, like he's independent or whatever. He was with Rostrum. Yeah. Rostrum was his machine. He doesn't have that machine anymore. And like,
it was his choice though.
Yeah, it was his choice. Yeah, his choice. And I think it was a good move. He was like kind of growing beyond the label, he didn't want to take them with him.
But I don't know how you can say that, because
that was it.
But he did $7 million this year on Hip Hop Cash Kings, just going indie. So you know, I don't.
Happened, but like, wouldn't you rather spend someone else's money?
Touring.
So he might make then. Let's just hypothetically throw a number. Maybe he makes $6 million instead, but he probably does a lot less work to get to
and
that.
And he said
point.
That. He said okay. that. He you said. Know what I'm saying? He said I'm okay. pretty much getting like, you know, getting all the work I need to get done without doing all the
yeah,
work.
And Warner does all the things I don't want to do.
Yeah, he said that. But at the same time, that's like the easy lazy way out, which I don't really respect. You know what I'm saying? Especially because I was under the impression that record labels were going to start losing power. We talked about this a little bit, like, you know what I'm saying, in previous episodes we said record labels are going to start losing some of their power, and this just proved
and you
to
have
me
one
that,
of the biggest indie artists
yeah, that they
kind of
throw their money around, you know what I'm saying, and respect it.
But I mean, even Odd Future has a distribution deal.
But it's more than a distribution deal for Mac. And another thing though too is that I want to say is that he did this because he did it as a safety net, because Watch Moves with the Sound Off has only sold 179,000 copies to right now, as opposed to Blue Slide Park, you know what I'm saying?
That was much bigger.
So he saw, he saw that he could make the same amount of money selling a copy that sells 100,000 copies in a year than he would on a record label than he would, you know what I'm saying, being compared to an indie
label. Just also see his focus changing. Like, he's trying to be behind the studio doors a little bit more, and I think he's interested in developing people. And like, that's a major part of this deal. Like, Warner, according to the, you know, what reports are saying, is basically saying like, you get your Remember Music label, you get to pick your artist, and like, we will fund your operation, assuming, you know, and all of the people that get signed under him are gonna have much more strict deals. Yeah. But he himself gets to, like, he's starting his mogul.
But that's my next thing though. But is Macklemore, is he that big? Mac Miller that big where he's able to just build his own brand?
So. White people know
that's,
him.
I think artists
who do that, like, they're not even, you have to develop yourself at a certain, like Lil Wayne did with Young Money.
He's T.I. or Lil Wayne. So how?
He's 21.
No, I think he's like 23.
It doesn't matter about the age.
No, he's 22.
What artist does he have to put on his label that's gonna generate $10 million? Nobody.
You know why Mac Miller signed the Warner Brothers? Because it's gonna help him. Because
he want that $10 million.
Yeah, of course. But it's going to help him lock down placements like the Ariana Grande track.
I feel like, and he's going to get more commercial endorsements.
He wants the machine behind
he's
him.
He's going to be able to do more things like that. So.
But going back to your point, when you say, I think that's a lazy way out, though, man, because I think he's missing out on more because... you know, I mean, even though he signed this deal, he has the machine behind him now. He's still not... I mean... Because to be honest with you, man, I don't think Mac Miller's going to be that guy. I don't think he's gonna be a mainstream guy.
He's not gonna be.
I don't really think he's gonna be that.
He's been in the underground circuit for years. Now.
Exactly. But I think signing to Warner Brothers is gonna make him an even bigger guy.
Right now, I think he messed up the timing because I think he should have waited a couple years.
He's not that type of artist to be like a Macklemore, but I don't think that's his lane, they're gonna let him do his thing.
I think that they know that he has a lot of potential to get money from people that they weren't getting money from, and Mac Miller's audience are like a bunch of underground fans,
exactly.
And he's gonna bring that sort of money to Warner, exactly. And I think Warner's like, that's great. I think Mac is like, I would love to be the ambassador of this.
Fan base.
Exactly. Yeah. But it's like, no, I mean, like, we're not talking. He's not trying to be the next Lil Wayne. He's not trying to make young money. He's not trying to make a Rock Nation. He's not trying to do any of that.
But why? I mean, but why not though? I mean,
because he's an indie artist.
Everybody's vision is different.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Like everybody. I don't think everybody wants to be that sort of, you know, baller. We've talked about this.
Like, I don't think everybody's dream is to, like, some people want to be the regional star, E-40. Some people want to be that type of guy, you know.
But that's mediocre. Bro, I mean,
it's not mediocre, bro. I think we need to respect everyone's dreams.
If you're not gonna go hard, you need to go home.
Go hard or go home. Like, why don't you want to be the?
But everyone.
No, if you don't want to go to the top, if you don't want to be the top, then you going. You're not going hard.
I just feel like Macklemore kind of like
Mac Miller.
Damn, why keep saying Macklemore?
I don't know, bro. I get it. White rappers, Mac. I get it.
It's understandable. I just think Mac Miller. He's kind of trying to take the easy way out because he was doing like a mentor to artists.
I mean, he ain't gonna be a mentor. He gonna be signing dudes around his age.
But I'm saying this guy. I mean, you know what I'm saying? How long has Mac Miller been around? What, 5 years?
Probably like five years
top. So probably the last 2 years, he's probably been. The last 2 years he's been in the game, he's probably that he got at his peak is little, like, the last
that's
2 years.
Three or four.
Yeah.
No.
Blue Slide Park. No, I say last two.
No. His
Blue Slide Park.
Blue Slide Park was
three.
No. Because that's the thing. Yeah, like, I found him in 2010 with his kids mixtape, which is like still one of my favorite mixtapes ever.
I found him in 2011.
But he's been around and he was rapping even before then. Now, like, if you have to think about Mac Miller's fan base. He's from Pittsburgh. He used to hang out with Taylor Gang, so he's got like a bunch of stoner fans. Most of his old raps are about weed and drinking before you were allowed to.
You're talking about Taylor Swift's fans have boyfriends, right?
Mm-hmm. They are Mac Miller fans. That's money.
Yeah. What is Mac Miller's talent? Because we had Dr. Dre who signed Eminem and 50. He was a producer.
Let's not compare Mac Miller.
I'm just saying, what is his talent? Why is he? I'm just saying, I'm not comparing. I'm just saying, what was his talent? Because he's not that high to me.
I'm gonna say something.
With tattoos, he's super independent.
You know, I'm gonna say something.
Hot. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna say something.
He's got a show on TV, but he's not.
Get you guys kind of mad, but
he's a white stoner rapper.
Actually, to be honest with you, man, I'm not a Mac Miller fan. I think he's kind of whack.
I think
Macklemore is way better than
Shut
Mac Miller.
I gotta say, I think
Macklemore.
Jay.
I mean, just from the music, bro. I mean, did y'all hear that single that he released?
Literally,
when I sent you the article, did you listen to that single?
I'm trying to respect you.
Y'all listen to that?
Yeah, I listen to. I'm trying to respect you.
Bro, his music is not.
Yo, you're telling me that the thrift shop rapper.
I'm sorry.
The dude that told me to wear someone's grandpa's jacket somehow is. Better?
I'm sorry, man.
I'm not a fan of Mac Miller or Macklemore.
I'm gonna send you some Mac tracks. I mean, you can't compare them, but I'm just saying that. For my artists that I don't like Macklemore and I don't like Mac Miller. You've heard more Macklemore
just because of the radio.
Exactly.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean he's good. Better.
That's true. But I heard Mac Miller stuff underground though. But I just don't like his stuff. I don't like his content. I think his beats suck.
I think he had a. I think he had a. connection. I mean, you know, a lot of these deals are due to connections. It's about who you know, not what you know, not what you can do, not your talent. And I don't think he has the talent, period. Like,
I don't see it.
I don't see anything in Mac Miller that makes him get a $10 million deal versus anybody
he has
else.
Talent or not, he has people that want to listen to him.
I don't
want to hear what he has to say.
I don't.
Get one person out of.
But
I'm not the only one. Jay does it.
Yeah, but he. Yeah.
Everybody in this room hates Mac Miller. That's not a dick.
Oh, boo.
But he's not. I mean, he's not. He's gonna be at the same level. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. He's not going.
I don't think,
like, he's not going nowhere. Like, he's gonna stay. He's gonna stay underground.
Look, Mac Miller is doing what he wants to do, and that's so much more than a lot of artists can say about.
That's 100.
I mean, he could have did what he wanted to do without signing to Warner Brothers anyway.
Yeah, but without a $10 million check. So, like, if I'm gonna do what I want to do, and you're gonna throw me $10 million on top of that, that's a better do what I want to do.
But we don't know. We don't know.
He won't ever get the $10 million selling his whack ass rhymes, boo.
But we don't know the specifics of the deal anyway. Look,
he signed to Warner because he's gonna get pop placements, he's gonna get tracks for Ariana.
Yeah, he wants the machine. His last
album didn't sell that well, so he's looking for that now. He's looking for that cushion, you know what I'm saying?
He needs the cushion because he's not gonna be pushing on his own. Exactly.
It was a lot more
bubbly. Yo, V is just looking at me sideways right now. Come on.
If you listen to watch the movies with the sound off, you'll see how disillusioned he is with, like, the machine, like the pop.
No one is yelling at Tech N9ne for not wanting to be, like, the master of,
Tech N9ne is making money.
So is Mac Miller.
Who made more money on Hip Hop Cash
King? Okay, but Tech N9ne has been doing this shit forever. And I'm saying that if Mac Miller does this shit forever, trust and believe, in 20 years, he's going to be pulling in Tech N9ne money for being an indie artist doing his own thing. And Warner Brothers put the first check in his bag.
Yeah, that's
the first big one.
The first big one. Yeah, I mean, dude's been making money for a minute.
I mean, we'll see. Like I said, he was already doing good. I think seven million as indie, man. That's good money.
It's just
probably
peace of mind, if anything.
That's awesome.
I
think it's the easy way out, but I mean, he's doing what he wants to do, and I think I respect that more than anything else.
Okay, so we want you guys to actually, I'm going to put this on our Facebook page at Oh Yeah We Talk. Do you think Mac Miller's, I keep wanting to say Mac Miller.
I know you do, Brad.
Do you think Mac Miller's decision to sign with Warner Brothers was the right decision? So y'all hit us up, man. Going to our next topic, Tyga.
I'm about to get my nickname.
Tyga did an interview with Vibe magazine, and basically, man, he basically said he didn't like Drake. Drake was fake, and he didn't get along with Nicki Minaj. And it's
he
so
said
fun-
a lot of other things
yeah.
too.
Oh yeah, we're gonna talk about that too.
No, that interview.
And it's so funny because not too long ago we were just talking about Young Money. And then I think Jared or Nick, you brought up that Tyga, he's going to be in the game for a while because
that was
he's
not me.
Because he signed. He's,
that was not me.
Because it was either Jared or Nick.
It was Nick.
But listen.
Okay,
somebody on this panel said that.
Was not me. It was
somebody
Kelly.
On this panel said
it
that
Jared,
Tyga
was
going to be in the game for a while as long as he signed with Young Money. And I believe it was Jay. I believe it was you,
no,
Jay.
No. There's.
I believe it was you, bro.
I'll take a polygraph.
It might be me.
Jay really wants to give it to Jared.
I know it was one or two.
Now it might have been me. I never said that.
But what I'm saying is, what are y'all thinking about this? This interview.
I mean, I think he's just mad because he's the least selling of Young Money, and he ain't getting the attention that Drake and Nicki is getting because they are popping. Tyga, yeah, Rack City bitch is whack. You're whack.
Rack City was hot though.
Okay, but he's whack right now. Rack one single versus Drake. He has
hooker.
Over
he
79 Billboard hits. Nicki Minaj got
Pass
hits.
Me the hooker.
Tyga, you don't have hits, boo.
Tyga got hits like a motherfucker.
He only have
hooker. Pass me the hooker. He got pass me the hooker right now.
I mean,
right, talking about right now.
Faded, got
Make It Nasty.
Make It Nasty. That's it. And that's it. That's it.
Right there. Rack City, Faded, Make It Nasty.
And that's it.
Okay, Drake has 79 versus Tyga has 4. Boo.
You don't have to compare them because
yes, you do. You're on the same label. You compare. So your label's not going to show you as much love. It doesn't matter. Your label. If Drake got 79 hits
Memphis
and you got 4, who is your label? Whose label is gonna show them more love? Who got 79 hits, right? So that's why he mad.
Okay,
no, he's not mad at that.
He's just mad.
I don't know. He probably is mad at that.
on Young Money now because Rich Gang and Young Thug and Rich Homie Quan are the new up and coming guys. And to be honest, they're much more interesting than Tyga ever fucking was.
I don't know, man. I really like Tyga.
I think Tyga was cool. I think Tyga was only Tyga was only cool when he features with somebody.
That was after Tyga.
I think if he's not featuring anybody, then you don't really listen to him.
I don't know. I appreciate Tyga's sound, and Tyga is like, I think, being true to himself. Like, he likes club music, so he makes club music. But I mean, he also has his moments where he talks about real things, and like, he's trying to grow. I think he's an artist, but he also is realizing that his label is not behind him and wanting to change, and that would make me salty too.
It made me salty too. Yeah,
because you don't have the hits to back up your change. Drake can change. Nicki can change. She changed her clown look to be more natural because she got hits to back it up.
This is what I have a problem.
They don't back up Tyga because he don't got nothing to back up himself. He started out past me to Coconut and Twisted On Up.
Thank you. With Travis McCoy.
That's awesome.
That song was really cute.
This is what I have a problem with. He calls out Drake for being fake.
Not at all.
Meanwhile, is he even from Compton? Do we have like a affirmation?
He from No Hollywood.
He was on MTV saying, I grew up in the valley, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. My parents had Hummers and shit. So he didn't go to Centennial and Dominguez. That's for damn sure.
I don't follow him. Isn't he cousins with Travis McCoy?
He doesn't have a leg to stand on calling someone fake when he himself.
Hey, Snoop is cousins with Brandy. He still get credit.
That doesn't help.
He grew up in Long Beach, though, for real.
Okay, so this goes to my
next. Snoop is a D-O-double-G. OG for sure.
He wants to have the platform of, oh, well, Drake's such a fake person, blah, blah, blah. Like, well, you came out with Coconut Juice.
That's true.
And, like,
that's a point. That's a good point.
But, like, but also, Tyga, it's not like Tyga's a gangster. I don't think anybody.
No, he's not.
Tyga's
no.
a gangster rapper.
No, he's like a rapper for prostitutes.
Representing like himself.
Strip club.
Yeah, exactly. He reigns supreme in the strip club.
Okay, he became an entertainer. Like, he became
if he grew up in the valley and he had like cousins in Compton, he didn't grow up there. His cousins did.
That's but he had to visit them, and that was probably scary for little Tyga.
But that's misrepresenting, though.
It is.
And for him to call someone else out for being fake, that's just so, like...
But I don't think he's calling people for being fake. What? I think he's calling them out for being fake, like, oh, you said you did this.
Yeah, what he was saying was he was in, like, Canada. A person. They had, like, a personal
fake
relationship.
Fake, though.
Nah, I think it's a different sort of... I think what he's saying about Drake is that, like, personal, Drake is not personal. The nice dude that everyone thinks that he is, or, like, he, like, the way... He probably doesn't respect the way Drake does business, or, like, handles himself personally.
Exactly.
But I think that's different than, like, perpetuating a different persona in your rap game.
Contradicting himself in the own interview. Like, he's saying, oh, I didn't ask to be famous. Well, you're hanging out with the Kardashians and Black China. Like, what do you think's going
to
happen?
That's like asking to be famous.
Like, if you want
to
be low key, then be low key.
Jared Burnham. I want
to
hear
I mean, I don't know if this nigga really wants to be low key wearing the shiniest outfits I've ever seen.
Don't be saying, like, oh, I didn't ask to be famous, but here I am on TMZ hanging out with Crystal, Kylie, whatever the fuck Jenner her name is.
Yeah. Whichever one of them.
But my next question go to that, like, where does his future go from?
There is no future
from now.
It's over.
His
label is gonna hold him in limbo as long as they can. They're not gonna put him
out. Exactly.
They're gonna hold him.
Yeah, they're gonna drop him. They're gonna drop him
because he has no hits. He has no character. He has nothing that makes anybody interested in him.
Gutter. That's all I'm saying.
No, Tyga should definitely be grateful for what happened in the past, and he does need to realize that he's, like, you know what I'm saying, nobody wants to bump Rack City as much as they did once. But I don't think it's over for Tyga. I mean, he got Kanye.
Oh, it's done, bro.
He's got Kanye.
Oh, that shit hard though. Y'all heard that 40 mil with Kanye with Tyga?
Yeah. If you listen to Tyga's bars, hard. I'm not saying that they're dope, but he's
Can I ask you a question because you're an LA guy? Yeah. Is he the worst mainstream LA rapper ever?
No, Kid Ink is. Kid Ink is definitely.
He's worse than Kid Ink.
Kid Ink is definitely.
Kid Ink is
worse
terrible, bro. I don't even know if Kid Ink is singing or rapping half the time. Kid Ink is terrible, bro.
Right? They're like swimming at the bottom.
I actually thought Tyga was kind of dope. I like Tyga's flow. Tyga got a flow.
I love his ad libs, even.
But who gave him those ad libs? Do you not think Young Money gave him that?
I think Tyga.
Do you not? Come on now.
More than I like Kid Ink.
Okay, that's
Coconut.
I'm just saying.
To Young Money.
LA has had 20
Coconut, Young Money. Now he's
all the ones that actually popped and went mainstream. I think he is by far the worst. And I would say,
I never thought of it that way.
I would say it's not even close.
Who do you think gave Tyga his swag? Young Money, right?
Lil Wayne. And exactly. I'll give him credit. He did not bite the actual hand that feeds, and he did not criticize little Wayne.
He showed mad love to Wayne
very
the whole
smart
time.
In, like, complimenting Wayne, and he didn't say shit about Birdman.
But I also,
I mean, Young Money, Young Money is still Lil Wayne.
The decisions.
Yeah. I still Lil Wayne. He's mad at Drake and Nicki Minaj. I think they called him in a candid interview. No, I don't know. I think they called him in a candid interview, and he said how he felt.
Yeah.
So
I think he doesn't like them.
Yeah.
But like, I don't think it's like personal. It's like they wouldn't fight in the the backstage of a place.
I mean, he had an interview and then he decided. And
but he brings them up though. But he brought them.
It's period. Like if you in a camp, you gotta show loyalty. Period. You gotta show loyalty
because you guys are still under the same imprint. Like, exactly. You know what I'm saying? In my notes, I wrote about my fraternity. It was like he was like, we were forced together. But it's like that's the way that things work. You know what I'm saying? If you get hired into an office, you're gonna be working with people that you.
Exactly. Employees
might clash and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, you guys are under the same imprint.
Yeah, and keep it internal. If you have a problem, tell them you have a problem.
That's the one thing I was like, all right, bro.
Well, I think he tried to keep it internal. I think that he definitely, I don't think like all of his grievances he said like publicly. I think that he literally talked to the label and talked to probably, you know, the people who are in charge of putting out albums and was like, yo, you need to show me the same sort of support that you've been showing Nicki and Drake. And they were
But we all know in the past that Young Money or Birdman always criticizes how he handles business.
Look at who money. He's up against. He's up against the top.
He's
selling.
Not up against them.
Yes, he is. If just like Warner Brothers, it's just like Def Jam. If you're the worst selling artist on the label, they don't give a fuck about you. You're gonna be put on the shelf.
They were talking about getting.
Yes, he is. Drake and Nicki are top.
Lil Twist.
Exactly, bro.
They got the Twist on the show too.
West Coast?
When did they put Lil Twist out? None of them are out. Drake and Nicki and Wayne, and that's it. Busta Rhymes was on there. You know what I'm saying? Like, there are some. No, Busta Rhymes was not whack, but even Busta didn't get love.
He's middle of tier right now.
Because he's not selling. Because
he's, I understand that.
He's America right now.
I mean, and that's.
He's literally, this is a microcosm of the U.S.
And that's the game, man. If your album doesn't sell, they're going to put you on the shelf. And they're going to work on somebody else.
Sure, but there was no promotion behind his album. That's the thing. You can't be like, did you tell people about the album? And he was like, did you tell people about the album? Like, that's
when did they tell about Nicki and...
But it's up to the...
Yo, say shit about Nicki.
That's the thing about Nicki, though. With Nicki and Drake, like they could do the same thing as with Beyonce. Overnight, they could be like, album, and then everybody would be on the album the next day.
All Nicki did was show her ass. That's all she did was, okay, put a picture up of my ass on Instagram.
But then, like, spit some magical bars to back up the ass.
Put him in a stratosphere that he never was going to reach any other time. And now he thinks he's a bigger artist than he actually is.
Thank you.
He was never going to be on Nicki and Drake's level.
That's maybe
not
fair.
That talented. Mm. Rack City put him, you know, for a small time.
And now DJ Mustard right there.
And that was a lot of DJ Mustard's doing. So now he thinks he's like on their level. No, you're not, dude. You're on the bench.
Yo, I think he's a strong like six
so
man.
So I guess in the next 2 years, will we still be talking about Tiger? Next two
Never.
Years,
he'll have a mixtape out with Chris Brown that Chris Brown makes hot. Calling it here.
Wait, so you're
fan
you're
of a fan too?
Three.
You didn't think Tiger on Fan of a Fan was dope? You didn't
I like
think he
Chris
got
Brown
off?
On it.
But you didn't like Tiger?
You didn't like Tiger?
He sounded good on there.
That was a joint album.
I
mean, yeah.
He was okay, but
Tiger has a great sound, man.
Because I like Chris Brown on it.
Yo, I really like Tyga's sound, yo. Like,
he has a great sound.
I think
I like
that like no one is really I giving you that right now. Like he is like he's like a ratchet rapper. Like you're not. I mean, like, but like still in a fun poppy way, and it's accessible to white people. And I think that's where the money is.
But the thing is, I just think Tyga fits with Young Money. So I feel like if he goes anywhere else, it's just not gonna. Yeah. It's not gonna work. So,
I couldn't see him on Maybach.
And in the next 2 years, I don't see Tiger no more. Because I think,
it's over.
I think it's over. I think they're gonna drop him.
I hope not.
That's it.
The ship is sunk.
I mean, in the interview, he don't sound like he really. I want to be famous. So like that's how it seems like he doesn't really care that much anymore either though.
He's also been focusing on his family.
I mean you still gotta make money.
His stripper and his baby. Who he loves a lot. It is not a thing to be with a stripper. Kylie Jenner now. No, he's not with her. Yeah, he said in interviews.
He's not with her.
Just because you're fucking does not mean you are with someone. That's different.
That is very different. Ditto.
No, it doesn't mean that at all. It's really not that hard to separate, bro. Nah, it's really not. I swear to God, bro. Separate. Like, you could definitely have sex with someone you're not dating.
These last 3 months, it's going to be hard to ever separate Kylie and Tiger.
Oh, yeah.
Are you joking? Because I can't even tell which one is Kylie. So it's going to be real easy.
I can't either.
The name, though.
I don't know the name. Only because people
I know it's
only Kylie.
Kylie Jenner out of the equation. Tiger's nothing. Like of right the last now. Year
are you joking like, Kylie adds nothing to Tyga.
TMZ coverage. She adds all that.
Yeah, she adds it. She only adds because she's with the family. She adds it.
You know what I'm saying?
She's the next Kim.
She
is a much flatter Kim, bro. I will say that.
My injection away from being Kim.
Yeah, right now.
She's going to get her ass done in the next year. She's going to get her titties done, and then she's going to be Kim.
Wait, isn't she the model one?
Kylie as well.
I mean, because you can't have all of that and model. She's not the model one. What's the. Which
there's no coming back from it.
Kendall's the model one. I don't even know all their goddamn names.
I don't even know
how many more of them are there.
Because it's basically now. Look at it from Birdman's perspective.
Like Tanori grows up. Oh Lord,
the person is selling a million copies for the guy that just flopped Hotel California.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, time to cut dead weight.
Yeah, they
gotta
have to make a choice.
Yeah.
Let's
Percy Harvin.
I'm sorry, Tiger. It's over.
Let's move to the next.
I'm sorry, Tiger. It's over.
Percy Harvin's gonna ball.
I mean, probably. I'm just saying, like
Percy Harvin,
Russell Wilson, and Percy Harvin. You know.
All right, we gotta say the best for last, man. Chief Keef. They dropped Chief Keef from Interscope.
Who didn't see that one coming?
Basically, Chief Keef's people say that management or people at the Interscope, they didn't want to meet about his new project. Bang bang.
Who want to meet about a ratchet little dusty dude from Chicago that got one hit? Like nobody cares, dude.
It'd be an adventure.
And he went to jail. You're over.
Might be the wrong word. It would be interesting.
Yeah. I don't think we're not surprised that Chief Keef got dropped because he only got dropped. I'm not surprised at all.
He actually didn't even get dropped. He just doesn't want to work with him anymore.
He's still on the label.
Yeah, because labels. That's the thing. When I saw the headline of the article, I was like, no. Nobody's that lucky, bruh. Like, I mean, there are artists that have been trying to get out of their labels for years and years and years. Once they have you, they want you. Yeah.
They're going to take him off the Interscope website, but he's still
going to be signed. And that's the thing. It sucks for him because, like, he is going to have, like, a lot of
that's what labels do,
like,
they
backlash
want.
From, like, this, like, lingering deal, and it's going to be hard for him to go forward. But at the same time, like, he's not good. So
no, he's not. Chief Keef, he belongs.
If we are going to sit here and say that Tyga was somebody.
No.
Yeah, he's
not.
I'll say it again.
Chief Keef is the reason for Bobby Shmurda.
That's true.
Oh, 100%. Yeah,
1,000%.
And those are both one-hit wonders that we're talking about right there.
I mean, like, the whole drill sound is popping right now because of Chief Keef.
Is it popping because of him or is it Young Chop, though?
Nah, not Young Chop. It's
Young Chop.
But
he produced it.
Chief Keef is the face.
But he produced it.
I don't know. Chief Keef might be the face of that sound.
Because nobody knows who Young Chop has no sound bed to go off of.
No, that's true.
But nobody knows who Young Chop is, though, bro.
You think Young Chop is the dude making drill music?
You got to give it to the face.
He's the one that gave it to
Chief Keef.
Chief Keef, yeah. It's like.
I see what you're saying, but
coach,
sure,
you know?
But nobody knows him.
But that sound went beyond them way like a long time ago. Like, I mean, you got OG Mako who just got on the radio.
It's like
with the same.
Go as long as
But it's like I think about this a lot actually. Like how Cash Money back in the day never like Bling Bling got away from them like that. They started that idea like Bling, but they didn't copyright it, they didn't restrict it, whatever. So like it's a thing that got away from them. Like this sound got away from him. Like DJ Mustard did not let his sound get away from him. Like some people take ownership of that shit as soon as it happened. Yeah. Like no one knows Chop because he didn't brand it.
Exactly.
Like
that's
it was
what I'm
his
saying.
Thing.
Exactly.
And even Chief Keef didn't really brand it like it was his thing either, because he was like, this is just what niggas do who have time and guns, and like that's people in everybody's hood. Yeah. So like that's not, it's not extra special. It's not even a Chicago thing. It's just like dudes that walk around with no shirt on that turn up in the middle of hotel rooms.
A bunch of guns in an empty house.
Yeah, exactly. Like that's.
Yeah, I mean, Chief Keef is definitely, I mean, he's more than just a rapper. He's a culture. He's a look into Southside Chicago. And I think that's
when I wouldn't say as much. I wouldn't say as much as a culture, though. That's kind of taking it like,
you know. Well, a small slice of Chicago.
Yeah, Chi-Town, yeah.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
He's a culture of Chicago.
Which is representative of a lot of hoods.
Of a lot of there. Different yeah. traps. Yeah, I mean, like Bobby Schmurder's situation. Yeah. Like, yeah. those dudes might be gangbanging against each other and different sides of the country and shit and not even know it. It's a type of person that feels this.
He represents a small piece of the culture.
Because I would like to see Chief Keef work with Chance the Rapper because you have the two sides of Chicago.
Chance is whack.
Like a common.
Chance
is whack, man. Chance the Rapper is whack.
Chance is alright.
Chance is whack, bro.
That you have the two sides. You have like
the same age, about
same age. Like they grew up like, but you have like the good kid and the bad kid. Basically.
Nah, they're completely opposites, man. Opposites. Completely. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
It would be an interesting collaboration. Whose beats would they use?
Yeah, how would the beats go?
Dun dun dun. Ooh, maybe they should. Someone produce that. They should use each other's beats, and they should.
That's what I'm saying.
It should be like a battle.
You really think whack?
No. It's whack, bro. Chance is whack. I try.
Jamal,
I can't right now.
Like abstract rappers.
No, it's not that
interesting.
With me, man, I'm more about
It has to be. It's the same guy that didn't like Yeezus.
Maybe you said like Chicago.
I like a couple of tracks.
You like Twista?
I like a couple of. Yeah, I like Twista.
Yeah, I really.
I like a couple
Yeezus.
Of tracks on
the
Yeezus.
The beats on Yeezus, I thought.
But I don't think Yeezus is Kanye's best album. It's definitely not his best album.
I mean, I really can't compare it to any other album.
But Yeezus,
you can't even.
I can appreciate it. I can appreciate it, but I don't like the dark side of like Kanye. Like I don't like
that shit. It's like I don't like Nicki's Roman or whatever. But I like when Kanye goes hard like that. When he's like just fuck everybody.
I like when he goes hard, but. I don't like when he's like Yeezus was like that was a dark like a dark.
It was album. Like he was mad at a lot of people.
A dark album too,
but that was a good album though.
But it was dark.
It was dark. Yeah, it was dark.
I mean, it was just
dark.
It was in the title, my nigga.
It was just. It had a poppier sound. Though, that's why.
More, yeah, it was more that electro. I mean, Yeezus was pretty electro too.
Yeah, but you know what? The difference is they didn't have anything like all the lights on there that you could play on a pop station.
That's true. That shit was hot.
You have Elton John.
All of the lights.
You know, you don't have Rihanna on the hook.
Yeah, exactly.
Guys, when it comes to
we're gonna wrap this up. Chief Keef, y'all gonna get the mixtape on Halloween?
No.
What?
Never. I love that shit. I fuck with Chief Keef.
He might have a single.
I gotta hear Chief Keef's. Some of his last songs were not that bad. I don't know. He got a flow.
Think about what you're saying. They were not that bad.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, a lot of Young Thug's not that bad. I'm not saying Young Thug's good, but he's not that bad. But
he's still bad. I mean, Chief Keef is cool, man. Like, he'll have some club bangers. You know, he's cool for it. He's got to get the right beat.
I just don't
think
he's as interesting as Young Thug, though.
I don't know.
I just feel like all these rappers that we're talking about are not gonna have longevity. And I feel like all these rappers
orchestrated the murder.
These have their business in order. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Like
rappers, get your business in order before you sign a deal.
Yeah.
Before you know what I'm saying? Get your crew right. Get your business in order, and you'll have more longevity, whether you whack or not. It's a lot of whack artists out here. You ain't the only one that's whack, Chief Keef.
Yes, Chief Keef.
It's other ones out here. Tyga. All y'all are whack.
And that's what's fucked up.
That's gonna downfall.
And fuck these record labels too, is because. Like you know the whole like everybody wants to be black till it's time to be black argument and shit like
yeah that's
like,
real
that's the reason
that's
why,
real
that's
bro.
The reason why Interscope was trying to step away from it because all like
because all
shit,
the drama around it
well sure I mean once so niggas start like, getting shot
but I mean
well no they're trying to step away from him
but you know what though he didn't do enough to, I mean because okay like
he only did 220
like Tupac in the 90s
yeah.
Why did they put up with like all his bullshit because he was selling a million fucking records
he was selling,
and
I mean it really only lasted for like a year
with T.I. he could go to jail he could come out like, and he could do his thing, like, but if you just started and you got one single, you can't go to jail, shoot somebody, and think they're gonna fuck with you because they're not gonna want to be with you.
I mean, he's just not that. His talent. Yeah, he's not that good of an artist to do that.
True.
He's just not that. The most notable thing about Chief Keef are his locks. So
I like
Chief
Keef. He's
got a flow. I'm
not like he's cool. Hey, he does not have a flow.
I wouldn't buy a Chief Keef album though.
Honest, he got a Young Thug type thing going on for him. 100%
Yeah,
he's just vibing.
Yeah, like, that's it.
Just vibing. But you know, I agree. I want Chief Keef to get signed to Good Music. I think that'd be awesome.
I think that working with Kanye, it would be great for most artists. Awesome. No, it wouldn't happen. I mean, Kanye did all he could for him when he stole his true, I Don't true. Like Beat.
That's true.
And he was like, look, this is what you could do with a sound like this.
Yeah, I mean, he was on Yeezus too.
Hey man,
yeah.
I think Birdman should get him for that Rich Game. Well,
that'd be dope.
I think if he was with Birdman,
yeah, Chief Keef and Young Thug on the same tape though.
I know.
Yeah, Rich Homie, I don't know if I could do that.
Bro. I could, bro. I could do it, bro. Man,
your ears would bleed. Yeah, like, after 3 minutes and 30 seconds,
you know they're gonna make like 20 tracks. Yeah, it's exactly. Not gonna be a short album.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know, it's some artists that you just can't help. Like it's some people that you just cannot help. And it's just like you're done. They don't ignorant. Their mind is not in the music. They're not really artists. They're really just hood niggas. They be like, oh, let's do this.
You're not an artist just because you're a hood nigga.
That's true. That is true.
T.I. is a hood nigga. I'm saying it's some artists out there that are just hood niggas that got a hit, like Bobby Smarter, and they don't know their business. They're not really artists. They ain't got hits coming back to back. They got one hit. Maybe. They're not artists.
What I was supposed to you? How much is Kendrick Lamar?
That's a great point.
How much artistic sense is Kendrick Lamar?
That could be an argument.
What V is saying is that there are some cats that are also creative types, like Schmurder, like even in his interview, like about how the song happened, like he's not like he was like, yeah, I was in the studio, I told the dude I'd been writing, he was like, get on this. He happened to like his verse, and like he was like, spit another one. But like that does not an artist make. Like some people get discovered like that, but like writing one hot verse,
success. That's not long.
No, exactly, and that's what I'm saying. But like some of these cats are like can't make the transition. Like every great rapper, you know what I mean, that came from the hood had to overcome the hoodness at some point.
Right.
Even Jeezy, who can't get away from that shit, you know what I mean?
Who pushed as hard as possible.
Like still is like, oh yeah, but I will talk to white people to do my business. Right. Like that's a step you have to take to make it in this industry. And a lot of these cats aren't even comfortable being in that setting because it's an uncomfortable setting for dudes like them. Yeah. And so they can't make that step.
Mm-hmm. Right. Chief Keef was just called the inner go personnel honkies. Like come on now,
you did bang bang
bang bang
and your career's over and they dropped you and you still on the shelf and you can't sign to nobody else. Boom, bang bang.
Kendrick Lamar without Compton is the same way. I feel like there's no Chief Keef without
Southside Chicago.
Yeah, because he put Chicago back. Kanye put him on.
You know, Chicago was speaking through Chief Keef right now. Like,
yeah,
you know what I'm
he's the representation of disenfranchised.
Yeah. Yeah. He's the representation of 500 people getting shot every summer. Yeah, he is.
Exactly. And I think that Chicago was like, you need to listen to him right now because he's talking real shit that we're experiencing. Exactly. And I think that the label even signed him because they were like, oh, he's got this buzz going about, and all of a sudden, you know, I mean, we care a little less. We honestly, as a culture right now, care a little bit less about Chicago because we care more about like cops shooting black people than other black people shooting black people. So like our thinking, even like going back to the T.I. album, like him having to have a say on that because like that's a national crisis right now. That's whenever on everyone's mind, like Chicago has again and unfucking fortunately gone to the back burner, you know, in their little crime situation that's burns every time. I just think
it becomes the norm and we forget about it, but you know, I don't know. Well, you can say cops been killing us for a year, so that's kind of become
the norm.
But
now we got smartphones, my nigga, and that is a game changer.
That is.
Like it's just honestly like it's made
but
people.
Is it really? Because we
it's
go,
made
we,
people that it's made
lie. But listen, they say, oh, he did this to me. He hit me in the head, so I had to shoot him.
Yeah. But if you got
a camera phone and you can see that I didn't do nothing, I was laying on the ground. You had me handcuffed and you stomped me in my head. That's different.
But let's go back to that incident in Oakland. What was the guy's name? That was Oscar Grant.
Oscar Grant.
It was all on YouTube. Everything. The guy got off.
Yeah.
He got off.
No, dude. I mean, Darren Wilson walks around all the time like he didn't shoot a black man just a few months ago.
It's not going to happen immediately, but it's not going to happen as often.
But there hasn't not been a protest in Ferguson, Missouri since that day. Like, this is the beginning of a movement, to say the very least. Perhaps. And, like, I hope. But, like, yes, they've been shooting, like, the numbers right now, like, if you look at the numbers, like, are comparable to lynchings back in, like, right after Reconstruction, which is fucking frightening. But, like, it's a systematic thing. Like, movements take time to build, and like, it's not like they're gonna shoot any less black people in the next couple months. Really? So yeah, it's not happening, bro. I mean, like, the week after they shot someone in St. Louis, so like, I mean, even in the even in the hot spot, they were like still pulling weapons. I mean, like, they choked out the dude in New York City. Like, cops are killing people at record rates right now.
I think that, I think it's gonna go down. I think the rate of black people being shot is gonna
go down. I don't think so
because, dude, cops, because like, people only do shit, you know what I'm saying, because they don't, they're not thinking about the consequences. Now cops, well, cops know.
But that's the thing, there's still no consequences.
What consequences has Darren Wilson faced? None.
You know what it's gonna
You don't think Darren Wilson is going through shit though? Just because he got off don't mean that he's,
but we want him to get locked up. We don't care what the fuck
he's going through.
We don't care what he's going through.
He fears for his life. I don't give a fuck. You should be behind bars.
Exactly.
My nigga.
Exactly. Like, exactly.
I mean, fuck the jail system, but like,
we still need him in there though. You know?
Yeah, no, I mean, like, that's the thing. I agree that the prison complex is not good.
People getting shot is because all the fucking civil suits. Like, the cities are gonna be like, look, we can't have you shooting civilians. Exactly. We're getting
let me tell you why. I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna tell you why.
It's a monetary. I mean, that's
I'm
gonna tell you why it's not gonna be less black man getting shot, because the cops out here, they're in these white or black neighborhoods. They're white cops. They're Caucasian cops. So they're trigger happy because they're scared.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So they're scared of these guys. They look like thugs. They take with tattoos or whatever.
No.
Yeah, right. They don't make a conscious decision.
Now they are.
No, they're not. They arrested Cornel West for going down there to protest, and he didn't do anything. He tried to go to have a meeting with the police chief, and they arrested him for having him for going to have a meeting. But you can't arrest this man for shooting somebody.
Yeah, I mean, that's what happens when you black and protest. But look, I can promise you this.
You think that's okay? And you think they're gonna think now? Really?
Got shot. I could have walked up to a cop and been like, "Fuck you," and then he wouldn't have done anything.
No, he wouldn't have. I don't know. Shot your ass.
Probably. No, don't. I won't recommend you try that.
I would never ever recommend that.
I won't recommend you try that, bro.
Nick, I want you to experiment. No, I don't want you to. I want you to die. Don't do it.
I won't recommend that, Nick.
I'm telling you, cops are more conscious of what they think.
I don't know. Nah, bro. Cops are.
Yo.
Bro, Nick. Bro, it's a division. I'm telling you, man. It's still that division in races, bro. So cops are scared, dog. So they looking at. They look at me.
Yo.
And y'all know I ain't no thug, man. But they look at me. They look at me. If I'm walking up to them and I'm looking all crazy and shit, the first thing they think, oh shit, I needed to protect myself, because they scared, because they don't know, bro.
More cops are gonna think twice now.
Nah,
but if you have cities going bankrupt because of civil suits,
it's gonna make people
like it's gonna be top down.
Who is winning these civil suits? Who is winning?
The family up in New York.
They're not winning. They're not getting significant money. No, they're not getting money. A lot of these people are actually losing the suits, and people are being like, "Nah, the cops were in the right."
Exactly.
Even with juries, bro.
Lawyer fees are not
bad for the state though.
I'm
telling you that, like, I don't know how you think that 3 days after Mike Brown getting shot, you could have gone up to a cop when, like, 7 days after Mike Brown got shot, cops did shoot another black man. Like, I think that's a terrible. I'm just saying, please don't do it. Please, I care too much about you. I don't want this to be your memorial show, my nigga.
I'm sure cops are thinking twice.
Yo,
nah, bro.
What world are you living in right now?
They're not, bro. I'm telling you.
Hey, bro.
All right, man, let's go.
Hey, I'm not gonna be hanging out with you around no cops, because you're gonna get all buck, and it's gonna be our last conversation.
Hey, man, make sure y'all follow Nick _ Nukem _ Nick and Nukem _ Nick, and tell this guy,
Nick is 6 feet something. This nigga will get
this Mike Brown,
he's gonna accidentally get shot. Yeah. Yo, can I just say though that, like, this is crazy.
Hey, if you do it, make sure a sorority, fraternity brother films it.
Yeah,
please.
I'm gonna do it.
So that we can watch.
Can I be your state of attorney? I can get the money.
What do you want? My PlayStation 3?
I will take your PlayStation 3.
Shout out to Sony.
I will take your PlayStation 3. Yes.
I'm gonna sue the state on your behalf. I need the money.
All right, man. Let's wrap this up, man. Oh yeah, we talk. Make sure you guys follow us on @OhYeahWeTalk. Follow us on Facebook at Oh Yeah We Talk, like our page, and IG. Follow us at Oh Yeah We Talk, and Jared.
Yeah, Jared M. Andrea at Twitter. Follow me. Don't be a loser to it.
Nukem _ Nick. I'm the realest nigga. Yeah.
And this is your girl V Brown in the building. You know how we do. Follow your girl Conversation Peace on Instagram and Miss Convo Peace on Twitter.
Hold on, real quick. I gotta do V Brown right quick.
This your girl V Brown.
Get that body right.
Yeah, this your girl V Brown. Memphis represent. Conversation Peace. Follow your girl. Memphis, hold it down.
Some of Shanti start playing.
All right, Kelly.
That's how you
give
a shout out.
Yo, Breezy Easy on it. Hit me up on the Instagram and on the Twitter. Kelly Braxton, Kelly with an H. It's real sexual. Braxton, like Tony, no relation though. Unless, you know, we are from Maryland. We'll talk about it. But
all right, guys. Also, we get into interviewing artists now, man. So up and coming artists, make sure you send your press kiss to oyewetalk@gmail.com, and we'll get you on, man. If you talking about that business. And that's about it. Y'all hit me on J Styles TV, JAY Styles TV, and IG @JStylesTV as well. That's about it. And we are out.